Red beans and rice is a dish that likes company. Yeah, we all know about its roots as the Monday laundry day dish. But today, red beans and rice is also social food. It's on the stove when people come over and ladled up at parties. Just think about how many times someone has offered you red beans the first time you walked into their home. It feeds a crowd affordably, soothes the soul like comfort food should, and lets you know right where you stand, and that's in New Orleans. It's an anytime dish, all right, but right now is its time to shine. That's because the annual celebration called Bean Madness is reaching its peak. Bean Madness is a tournament-style red beans and rice competition. It spoofs the March Madness basketball hoopla, complete with brackets and evolving storylines of rivalries and Cinderellas. The contenders here are neighborhood joints, upscale restaurants, and independent cooks. They've been meeting one-on-one at pop-up taste test challenges, and now their numbers have whittled down to four, or, inevitably, the final fork. Those four will face off at the Crescent City Farmers Market in Bucktown on Friday. Losers walk, while the two winners will advance to the championship on Monday at the Bywater Restaurant Capulet. That's the same night as the college basketball championship, but your team probably lost already anyway. Proceeds from the event go to local community groups. So who will prevail? Well, it's up to New Orleans itself to name a champion for this oh-so-New Orleans dish. Bean Madness votes are cast in person by people who actually sample the goods. Now that's a refreshing break from the usual online click-for-your-favorite marketing campaigns. It puts the decision on the New Orleans palate. That's one reason why I like Bean Madness so much. It's a homegrown celebration of something we all know by heart. That means everyone can have an opinion on it, and that will always stir the pot. For WWNO, I'm Ian McNulty.